This is Kent Porter, and the subject is difficult conversations. You know in your head that you should not avoid a tough conversation, but then your head may move into rationalization and tell you why you shouldn't have the difficult conversation. The test should be if you're avoiding a difficult conversation, which will widen the gap between you and strain a relationship with them, then you should have the conversation. Problem is, there are lots of barriers to having a difficult conversation. A barrier: I don't like conflict. Okay, don't call it conflict. Call it what it is. It is you sharing your perspective, your impression, the impact they are having on you. It isn't conflict. Change your mindset to, I owe it to them to share what it is I'm thinking. Otherwise, they can't read my mind. Another potential barrier is, I'm not good at difficult conversations. Most of us aren't, and we won't get good unless we practice. So here are some tips. If you're emotional, don't have the conversation until you're stabilized. Tip: start the conversation by owning your part in the disconnect or the misunderstanding. Something like, I'm sensing that we're not in alignment on this project. I'm the problem because I haven't told you about my perspective, which comes from my background, and my background's totally different than yours. You can't read my mind, so let me tell you what I'm thinking, and then let's talk about it. Another tip: don't guess what they are thinking. Ask questions. They will not hear you until they feel that they have been heard. So put your trying to sell them on your opinion on hold. Ask them questions. Listen to them to ensure that they've been fully heard. Paraphrase what their thoughts are and see if they agree with you. Now that you've heard them, they should be in a position to listen to you. Another tip: limit your comments to the impact that their behavior has on you. Here's an example. It's really hard for me to listen to you, and I'm having difficulty telling you this because I'm afraid I'm going to be misunderstood. But I'm slow to react. It takes me a few seconds to process what you are saying. If you would pause and give me a chance to interact with you, then I would not experience your talking as a wave that's coming over me. What you don't want to do is say something like this to them. You're a typical salesman type. You oversell and you overtalk. If you would disengage your tongue and engage your brain, we could make some progress in this project. Another tip is to intentionally place your mind into a space to generate possibilities rather than to stake out territory or a position. So be more tentative. Invite criticism with statements something like this: why won't this idea work? How would you handle this? I know I'm missing something. What is it? Procrastination can be a barrier. You say to yourself, I'm going to have this difficult conversation next week. Consider that you should have this conversation within 24 to 48 hours. To ensure that you'll do this, back yourself into a corner. Go tell a trusted friend that you want to have a conversation within, and you give them a date. Give them permission to follow up with you on that date to make sure that you've had the conversation. Something that I hear fairly frequently is, Kent, we must maintain harmony in this particular project. Or, I've been trained, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything. These are false sayings, the ones that unfortunately guide us in how we interact with each other. The problem is, these sayings avoid resolution and deny the other person the very data they need in order to make decisions and keep a healthy relationship going. By being silent, the subject is left in the shadows, and unfortunately it begins to take on an odor after a period of time, versus having a conversation brings it out into the light. A closing comment is to track yourself. So ask yourself daily in the morning if you want, or weekly, the question, what is a difficult conversation, or what are difficult conversations I'm avoiding having? Write them down. Put dates when you're going to have the conversations. Practice the conversations. Have an accountability partner to hold you accountable, to have those conversations, and go have the conversations.